journey, not only the football, but your journey to America and how it impacted you in a positive way.
I moved here with my family when I was 16, and I wasn't familiar with anything here in America. Anything I learned from America was in movies and, you know, things like that. It was all just pursuing the American dream for me and my family.
What was your impression of America then through movies, and what movie in particular?
Any American movies, you know, of Terminators, from all the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, and watching like tall buildings, things like that. I first moved to Kansas. I didn't get to stay in Kansas City. I went to stay in Lawrence, Kansas, and there were no tall buildings.
Big
Steve. So I was like, this is not what I pictured.
Did you have a tough time in any way?
The language. I didn't speak English until I get here in America. I know, you know, some specific words like door, doctors, you know, car and all that, but if we get to sit down right now and talk like this, I wouldn't be able to speak two sentences.
You come a long way in a very short time.
Our plan was to go to New Zealand because that's where I was born. And I had a cousin here in America who used to play for the NFL, Chris Maumalanga. And he's the one who came to Tonga and talked to our parents about coming to America. He played defensive lineman, and he told me I can play defensive lineman. And all you got to do is get after the quarterback and you get paid. You don't have to run the ball or anything. All you got to do is tackle.
When you sit back and see where you came from and see that and what you've already accomplished, what does that make you feel like? How do you process that?
Be able to move here at the age of 16 without my parents. My parents stay in California and work, and it was just four brothers living in one house going to high school. Knowing that something bigger than your dreams is in front of you, that's what made me, you know, striving for the American dream.
When you went to the scouting combine, did that put you on the map, that episode in the weight room?
It was good, but my athletic ability was more what I wanted to show.
Yeah.
Coaches, but I was hurt at the time. I just came off the knee injury. But, you know, I went all out in my 225.
Growing up with rugby, your dream was to play for the All Blacks, and that's with the ball in your hand. So you wanted to run with the ball.
Just like any other kids growing up, you know, watching football, they wanted to play quarterback, running back. And for me, for rugby, I wanted to run the ball. And I first moved here. It's funny because I kept, you know, thinking that they're going to give me the ball. But when I moved here, I was one of the biggest guys in high school. So they put me in O-line and D-line.
Well, if the ball's on the ground and you're scooping it up, look out, right? Yeah. You know what to do with it.
High and tight and just run through whoever's in front of me.
We know you're staying busy because you have four children, including triplets.
I love being a dad. You know, after practice is the best, you know, best time of the day because I get to go home, and then all these, you know, four kids are just running and hugging.
See, to me, beyond making money in a professional sport, you are living the American dream.
I got my parents watching me play. I got my whole family supporting me, and I got my kids growing up. I can't ask for more. I'm living the dream right now.
Yeah, right here.